It is time for Food for Mood with Dr. Judy Werpin. Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Also, Simon Loses His Tummy, and her latest book, Before Her Voice Was Still. Ladies and gentlemen, safely quarantined at home, here she is, Dr. Quarantine.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, you know, I must say, Marshall, that I'm not sure you'd want to be in Florida right now, since the temperature's been hovering around the low 90s.
Oh, please,
With the humidity to follow. So
please,
if you
please.
Don't get out and exercise before 9 o'clock, you're done with.
Please,
are you allowed to get out and exercise, though?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And one of the problems is that because the parks and the beaches have been closed for a month now, the areas where you can walk and bike and what have you are limited. So you have to search out streets, you know, just residential blocks where nobody's around.
Right.
And since there's no traffic, you know, half of us walk on the street, you know, if we see somebody on the sidewalk. So it's been pretty good. And, you know, the supermarkets for quite a while now have not allowed you in without wearing a face mask. And I went to pick up something at Petco for Simon, our dog, and I was not let in the store until the one customer in the store had left. So I mean, people are taking fairly serious measures in order to decrease, you know, our exposure to each other.
Is there a lesson? You are in South Florida. I know that
right.
The north.
I know.
Northern part of the state is different.
Quite different.
Is it
sort of like Appalachia?
Is it still? As locked down as it has been?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the beaches won't be opened, and the only thing they might open are the parks and some of the that may be the golf courses, mainly because they don't have enough places for people to walk and get away from each other. But they're not going to open up any park that has a playground because they don't want the kids playing close to each other. So they're really thinking this thing through. And they don't want the beaches open because they won't be able to contain. Hundreds of people will come over, you know, to use the beaches, and then we'll be right back where we started, you know, 6 weeks ago.
All right. So are going to talk about it.
Things are going, you know, at least we're all here, and I think that's what we have to be happy for. And, you know, when I sent you the article about, you know, the lipstick test for maybe the beginning of a recovery, again, just to give people some background, in the old days, before you really had many computer-assisted devices to monitor your recovery, it was very common. A doctor would walk into the room of a patient recovering, let's say, from surgery or an infectious disease, let's say pneumonia, and if the patient, a female, had put on lipstick or something akin to that, which, you know, combing her hair or, you know, just making sure that her face was washed And if the male patient, let's say, wanted to have a shave so that he didn't have stubble all over his face, then the doctor would know that the patient was at least the beginning stages of recovery because it was sort of a self-awareness of being sick and a self-awareness of feeling better today than yesterday. And I was aware of this because I go every day at around noon. There's a short class that I take. About six or seven other people on Zoom. And when the class started a couple of weeks ago, everybody looked like they just literally climbed out of bed, you know, without sort of even brushing their teeth. And, you know, whatever clothes they were wearing or whether their hair was combed or not, and basically it wasn't, you know, we all looked like we didn't ever look in the mirror. And I just noticed about a week or so ago that people were looking tidy. You know, it's not that anybody had hair that looked good, because who could? But, you know, people were wearing clothes that looked like they'd been laundered, and you know, their hair was combed, and they didn't look, you know, as if they just climbed out of, you know, the bin of dirty clothes. And I thought, gee, maybe people are beginning to accept what's going on and beginning to see a glimmer of hope for recovery. And, you know, maybe that's really a sort of a lipstick test that, you know, if you look in the mirror and you say, okay, you know, maybe I really will comb my hair, or if you're a guy, I'm going to shave today or not wear a ratty old T-shirt that has fraying at the neck, but I will put on something that resembles the clothes I used to wear, you know, that maybe I'm thinking that one of these days I'll be able to get back to my normal routine and wear, you know, the clothes I normally wear and look the way I normally had been looking before I was put into quarantine or put into social isolation. And I don't know whether this is happening all over. In fact, I didn't have a chance to look at it, but apparently the New York Times had an article about wearing lipstick or not wearing lipstick, which is sort of talking about the same thing. And it's not a question of wearing makeup. It's whether accepting the fact that this is the way it is, and we should make the best of it, and maybe there's a glimmer of hope that, wow, for those of us who are healthy, we are healthy, and we should rejoice in that, and then we should start looking at the positive aspects of it. You know, that we spoke to all the relatives we liked, and we managed to avoid speaking to all the relatives we didn't like, etc. You know, maybe the way we look is symbolic of how we're feeling right now.
And just two things around that. And the first is Dr. Phil, who was basically, no, just make it, you know, make it a discipline, make it a routine. You just clean yourself up. It helps. And
yes.
it's just one of those things. It's rather like, I hate to say it, but it's so mundane, but it's rather like brushing your teeth. You just do
exactly.
It. But it gets you into an approach that is more productive and sort of helps to, I don't want to say look on the right, but just approach this more proactively rather than not.
And exactly. And I think maybe the fact that we're all social, many of us, are interacting socially face to face, you know, with our cell phones or Zoom or what have you, and we want people to look at us and look at us the way we used to be, rather than looking at us as if we're just in a deep depression. And so, you know, when you go on Zoom and you look at yourself on the computer screen and say, oh my God, look at that hair or something. But if you sort of tidy up and wear something that looks bright or put on a piece of jewelry, like some earrings if you're a woman, or you make sure that your stubble is gone if you're a guy and you're not wearing something that looks like you slept in it, I think it gives you a feeling, you're right, Jill, of maybe a tiny return to normalcy.
Yeah.
You know, that you're still alive, you're still going about doing some of the things you always did, and that, you know, you haven't gotten so far into despair that you don't think you'll ever get out of it.
And my favorite...
Maybe we're the lucky ones that we can have that option.
Absolutely. And I have to just throw this in at the very end. My favorite was, this came out a few days ago, and I found it on the Hill, and it was a circuit court judge in Florida told the attorneys in Broward, basically, stop, if you're Zooming, you got to put clothes on, basically. Shirt, just... Act like you're in court. This one lawyer did it from her bed. You know, it's stop. And so, to your point, basically.
Yes, that would be a start.
Exactly. Please. So, anyway, thank you very much, especially for the laugh. Dr. Judy Wertman.
Bye-bye.
Food for Mood.
Of course, you can hear Judy Wertman with Food for Mood right here on Robinhood Radio on Thursday mornings, right around 20 minutes after 8 o'clock on Robinhood Radio, also on demand, robinhoodradio.com.